This talk is on growing in the work. Eventually, as a person goes farther and reaches a state of realization, true realization and function, and one becomes of a remembering of oneself, learning to live again from the higher perspective, that perspective being of unity and function as part of one being, a person will take on being part of the work. Now, what does this mean? In short, it means that the person contributes to and becomes part of the essence of the one consciousness, that one united unity of perception, unity of one being, which is working toward promoting its self-realization from a greater perspective, that is the unity of all beings as part of one. It's working together to promote the steps and stages for all people to grow further in harmony, peace, joy, and love in this world, and other planes also, because there are many other planes of function. And a person takes on the responsibility and the abilities of helping move this along. Well, it seemed very reasonable from the perspective of the one who is a realized being and functioning, that one would take on the job of those beings, or the jobs. And this would be the case in any profession. So a realized, functioning, high-level baker would be reasonably acting as baking a number of different goods. And have the awareness of what it takes to do this and how to go about it, how to use the various tools of the kitchen, and when to do a particular type of baking or not, and what all this entails. So too it is with the realized being, and when a person places himself or herself toward the realization of oneself and function of the highest, then it is also very reasonable that the person eventually would take on that kind of work. Now, what this means with each individual will vary because each individual has various strengths and abilities and is requested or is taken on, is called to do various things. One usually doesn't do everything all at the same time, although that is the state of the being who reaches this degree of omniscience and unity. One feels as though one is working together in all ways, but still the personality is manifesting and is perceiving through a relatively limited range as compared to the unity of being which perceives all things throughout the entire universe and without regard to time being forward or back, and space, the extent of which is complete and overall. A person just doesn't have that range and scope. The levels of realization, however, continue to grow. So it's going to vary what a person's capacity is, what their abilities are, what their awareness is, and within each of those frameworks, the work that will be advanced may be different. And for the same person, as the individual grows, the level and kind of work that one does may grow. So all of this means that a person in the way, a person naturally evolves and grows to eventually take on the work of itself, which is the work of the realized being, and that is to do what's needed to go further. In order to do this, a person has to have certain abilities. There needs to be an understanding of what that work is. So it's very difficult for a person to perceive these things without actually being of it and with actually being involved in it and doing it. Again, it's like the person who's seeking to figure out what it takes to be the chief baker without having a good understanding of what that means. Therefore, in the course of growth of an individual, one of the things that the person learns and it becomes more and more aware of, and this expands as the person grows and increases in realization and function, is an understanding, an experiential understanding, not simply an intellectual one, of what the work is. And then if you follow this back more, you'd say, well, there are certain qualities and characteristics of the baker in order to be successful. The person has to know how to deal with different grains or flours, work with different ovens, do pastry work, perhaps icing and filling and any number of other elements, how to mix dough. And each one of these, there's an understanding of what that is, what the particular thing is, and as the person places himself toward that, the person grows. And just like the baker, who doesn't start out to be a master complete baker, but rather goes into the kitchen and starts working piecemeal, there has to be an intention to eventually grow toward that and become of that. And then there also has to be the understanding that a person is going to learn those tools and abilities of working within the kitchen. Perhaps what's needed is also working with other people and many other functions that are associated with higher baking. But no matter what the person goes into the kitchen with in terms of their skills and abilities and their a range of understandings, the person can always start where they are and from there grow. All it takes is a step forward. And from there, the person will grow, the ranges will grow, the abilities will grow, the understanding will grow, the capacities will grow, and the person, if they keep after it long enough and approach it in the right way, and the intention increases, and the capacity will increase. Eventually, the person will reach the point of realization and function of the higher baker, and then will take on that work more fully. But the person doesn't start out that way. So, too, the person approaching the path to realization doesn't start out with a full, complete function of what to do and work, what the work is, and working to the capacity of the higher levels within that. You know, the person grows in this. And each person, again, starts where they are and can start there and can be of use. And so if you track back from the end result or the end, what the end condition is, and then go back from there, moving forward to the present condition of the individual, then you have an understanding of what that person has to go through or gain in abilities, awareness, understanding, capacities, and so on and so forth, for function, in order to move from where they are to where they're going. And just like a master baker assisting somebody else who's approaching baking, that person doesn't give the beginning baker everything all at one time, but rather gives the person what's needed to make that next step. And within that framework, the individual who's seeking to learn and grow is satisfied with being able to make a little cupcake or whatever it happens to be, a roll, or is happy to be able to learn how to mix doughs and breads and knead doughs. These steps become the path for the individual. And so, too, within the framework of an individual who's growing, we could say that their daily life is the path. And what they're doing is they're really placing themselves in terms of function toward that one being, toward the one work, toward the greater work. And as they do, they'll be given more responsibilities, and they'll grow in capacities and understanding. And they will actually become of that one united being, seeking and working to promote itself. And the promotion and the benefit is through the use of what's called service, through the use of abilities toward helping everyone as part of oneself grow in joy, peace, love, harmony, the appreciation of beauty, and the realization of unity and freedom, liberation. And so this becomes the greater work. But the work within one's life is where one is. And so the first step in that is to have the desire and the intention to put oneself in that process. And then the question becomes of what are some of the qualities that are useful or needed or helpful in making the transition from daily life and whatever the person is doing to a greater and more inclusive daily life until they reach that point of realization as the highest baker or the high baker. And they realize the realization of function as oneself in the fulfilling their own work as part of the greater work. So these are the step-by-step procedures or processes that are gone through. One of the capacities that's needed is to be able to focus, to concentrate. And so these abilities have to be developed, and there are many practices and ways of going about that to help improve concentration. There needs to be a understanding of what the path is and an understanding of what the greater work is. And this, of course, begins both with some feeling about it, but also with an intellectual understanding, maybe superficial, but it's helpful in making the next step toward realizing and experiencing. So that's part of the work in going forward. There needs to be the desire to actually do that effort and work regardless of where it leads. And here again, one can relate that to service within any particular form or field. And while an individual may start out with just a little bit of helping and assistance, the intention and the understanding is that eventually it becomes one's entire life. And that entire life does not necessarily have to be working within the framework of a ordering or teaching or religion or path. And so much it has to do is working within the framework of living, being, because there is a greater organism, There is a greater ordering. There is one harmonious work, and the person eventually attains to this and grows within that framework. And as one does, it's very reasonable to assume that if a person is functioning from the standpoint of realization and functioning of unity and helping itself grow and giving and serving, that all of the life would be taken up with this intention and with this perspective. And that means that all of the work and doing within the daily life will be toward this. Again, the person doesn't become the master teacher, guide, harmonizer, or baker without going through the previous steps and stages. So a person starts where they are. There needs to be that intention. Guidance is especially useful and helpful because if it's correct guidance, it's a person is being helped by somebody who's actually got the experience and the awareness, and without that, there can't be very much use. And this is one of the reasons for looking back from the end result, and this is one of the work of the guide, what the help is, from the understanding of what that level of consciousness is, awareness is, perspective is, function is, the abilities that are useful and needed to make those next steps and to live within this realm of service, doing, and work. The person has to have the capacity to function, which means also the tools and abilities. And there are many ways to gain these. There's inner guidance, there's outer guidance, there's the intention of the individual, there's the development of intuition. And in the development of intuition, that sense of being aware of that voice that constantly speaks and guides, there are many, many ways of approaching this and of increasing the abilities to function within that realm. In other words, you increase one's intuition until it eventually grows to knowing. And then it all comes back to where the individual is now at the current point. And this is also your choice. Where you are now in your current situation. What can you do, and how do you go about it? Well, the first step is opening the door to be guided, whether with the assistance of another person or not, but always the corresponding guidance that comes through placing yourself into service. Service is the name of the work of the word that's given for helping out, doing what's needed when it's needed. Not what a person would like to do necessarily, or conceives of what should be done, certainly not what the society says should or shouldn't be done, and not paying so much attention to the externals or rules, regulations, laws of a particular path or organization, although all of these are useful guides and are useful to bring one within a focus to or framework. But one doesn't become subservient to the lesser, to the superficialities. One uses them as particular tools. And what starts initially is really the desire to move toward giving of oneself. And in service, what's happening is one is giving of oneself to do something. And while this will grow eventually to be an entire life, to that all the work and all the effort and everything that a person does is taken up with this kind of approach, this living in this manner, Initially, most people don't want to do that, even those that jump into losing themselves in the service to an organization. There's usually some sort of infatuation or avoidance that's going on, or something out of balance that is causing the individual to place themselves there, some other desires, self-satisfaction, greed, and so on and so forth. All of these have got to be worked with to be brought into harmony and to be eliminated of those qualities which are or imperfections that are getting in the way. And this is part of the development of the individual. So the first step is to, again, place yourself within the framework of lead me, O universe, or guide me to do what I can within the framework of where I am now, within my life, for you to recognize what you're willing to give of yourself to do, and then start. And in the course of this, start to pay attention not to the externals for guidance, but begin to pay attention to your sense and feeling of what you should be doing, when you should be doing it, how you should be doing it, and then try. Function, try. Having that altruistic attitude and developing it is part of the development of the individual, and it is that you simply wish to help out the world, help out other people, and do it in the right way, not trying to promote yourself. And from there, the stepping stones continue, and one grows, and the awareness grows, and eventually one becomes part of that greater work. And you do it within your capacity, within your abilities, and what you can fit in, put into your daily activities. And this includes your occupation, which may or may not change over the period of time, but this you open up the door to whatever is going to go on, whatever takes place is what you're willing to put yourself toward. And this is part of the work. This is part of the preparatory for the work. So this is the beginning steps and stages, and this is why we say that eventually, by following this, by gaining the tools and abilities, by continuing to place yourself towards service, toward continuing to help others in the world evolve, you will grow, continue to develop your capacity and your abilities to function, which are multiple on many different levels, and giving away of yourself and giving away of your lesser, eventually you grow to become part of the work and part of the one, which then does what's needed from the highest as part of natural living. And this is the being's natural progression, the master baker who can make desserts and breads and everything, that person does the work from that perspective and does what's needed, and so too does the one of greater realization function in terms of this universe, this world, this sphere, and other ones, doing what needs to be done, how it should be done, in the manner in which it's done. And this is what you place yourself toward. So the next talks will break out some of these specific functions, such as the development of intuition, how this is approached, or some of the ways it's approached, the role of intention, how this works, guidance, and how this functions, both from an inner and a outer or personal manner, and what it is when one becomes part of the greater work through association. So these become the topics for the next series of talks.